Democrats on the committee spent most of the meeting defending their six maps. The maps would radically change the current congressional lines, splitting up the Western Slope and Eastern Plains, and adding parts of the metro area into what's now the 3rd Congressional District. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose says that would diminish the voice of rural Colorado.
We don't want someone living on the I-25 corridor representing the San Luis Valley in Western Colorado. I'm sorry, we're just a different breed of cat. We love you, but we don't want you representing us in Washington.
But Democrats, including Representative Dan Pabon of Denver, say their maps are compact and preserve cities and rural counties. Pabon says making the districts more competitive is another top priority.
We have heard from every corner of Colorado that Coloradans want competitive districts. Coloradans are crying out to request that they have responsive members of Congress who are willing to listen to all sides of an issue.
Before the legislative session began, leaders in both parties trumpeted the 10-member bipartisan committee as a way to help take the politics out of an inherently political process. Leaders hoped the two parties could come together to recommend new congressional lines and avoid a court battle as in previous attempts. But the tone has become increasingly heated in the last few days.
I think we have to stop referring to Republican maps, Democratic maps.
That's Republican Representative David Ballmer of Centennial, who co-chairs the committee. He worries the group is getting too polarized.
Half of us have one playbook, and another half of us have another playbook. And I can't imagine how the Broncos would do if half the team had one playbook and half the team had the other playbook. So we actually have to figure out a way to get on the same playbook and then refine it and refine it and refine it.
But that's easier said than done. Democrats repeatedly asked Republicans to shed more light on their own maps, which they refused to do. Democrats argue those maps stack minorities and Democratic voters in Denver's 1st Congressional District and fail to create enough competitive districts. Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder also co-chairs the committee and was visibly frustrated when Republicans wouldn't elaborate.
We've got a map that we've presented. We have 6 versions of that map, but it would be nice to know where you're starting from so that we can find where we have agreement. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's too much to ask.
While not going into specifics, Republicans stood by their maps. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says the party took a conservative approach and simply tweaked the current congressional boundaries.
Because we assumed that that would be the middle ground, which was the middle ground that the courts came up with last time. We didn't run off on a tangent, drawing all new maps where a third of the state would wake up with a brand new member of Congress.
In the end, the committee agreed to start fresh and create a new map, merging the areas where the two sides agree. There will be several sticking points. Republicans don't want to split certain counties such as Larimer, El Paso, and Douglas. Democrats want to keep Longmont separate from Boulder and Aurora separate from Denver. These are just some of the many iterations the committee will have to work out. The group was originally scheduled to submit a plan to the legislature this Thursday, but committee members say the deadline will likely be extended. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.